Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is February 7th, and I'd like to welcome those of you live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on iTunes or Google Podcasts, and you can go back and listen to lots and lots and lots of topics in the past, if you'd like, or, of course, at MotoVitality.com as well. There, you've got years and years and years for members of calls uploaded. So, we always love it when you are here live, like I said, because you know it's more fun when you have a discussion, when you can kind of chat and talk. For those of you that are new to the call, I know we had quite a few people on. I want to remind everybody that on this call, we do not talk product and we do not talk company, but really any topic, especially related to the water treatment industry and what we're all running into out there every day is, I love that stuff. You know, that's what we like to talk about. And a lot of times, like on the call today, we do have a topic. We're going to talk about using, you know, the salt sales to increase your creative business and selling. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. But I want to start the call off the way I do every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? You know, something that you ran into that that you were like, God, if only I had known that before. You know, if I had somebody just recently tell me, I think it was on, when was that? Yesterday or the day before, we were talking to somebody that had gone on an appointment and had hooked up their little mini water softener to the faucet and didn't realize that the washer, that there's a washer that you got to pull out. You know, that happened to me the first couple months I was in sales when I went out there and hooked the thing, you know, hooked the little mini softener up to the faucet and the little washer comes out and the customer calls back and says, my faucet's spraying all over the place. You broke my faucet. And you pull up the little nozzle and there's the little rubber seal in there, you know. So and he was saying, God, I wish I'd have known that before. And I'm like, that's exactly why we get on this call and talk about that. you know, that the thing's there, you know, to watch for it. Unfortunately, there's so much to learn that, you know, it's impossible to not learn, not have to learn some of it just by mistakes or experience. But hopefully we can share some of that and help each other avoid some of those calls. So was there anything anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? Anything that, any questions that anybody has or anything we can help you with or anything happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country?
Hey, Kelly, can I add really quick that to go along with that, that is something that we commonly hear across the country with so many of our sales pros that we work with and sales teams that we work with. And there is a fix to that because nowadays there's so many, you know, very awesome-looking faucets and stuff. And we have a mini pump if anybody's interested. We do have it on the marketplace. Maybe this is a little bit of a marketplace plug, but yes, we do. And it makes it so much easier, and it makes it possible to do the soap demo and to make sure that there's, you know, you have ferrous iron and not ferric iron and show the benefits of soft water using your mini softener. So if anybody needs help on that, just give us a shout.
I don't know if anybody actually saw the MotoVitality Marketplace Super Bowl commercial that we did. Or that we actually really didn't do. I just made that up. If you maybe imagined that we had a Super Bowl commercial, it would have been really funny, I'm sure. It wouldn't have been one of those sappy, serious ones like, you know, so making a political statement. It would have been just really a good one. It would have been the one that people watched on YouTube later. But anyway, going back to all the questions, was there any of those, anything anybody learned or want to talk about before we jump into our topic? Yep. Somebody have a question? Somebody have something? I thought I heard somebody there. Okay. Well, let's jump right into to our discussion today then. So this idea seems to have come up a couple times in the last couple weeks, and it reminded me of when I, you know, first started in sales and I was out there really looking for ways to create business. And you know, one of the, yes, we're interviewing right now in Iowa, and somebody asked us yesterday, you know, how do you get in the home? How do you create the business? You know, is it one of the most common questions we get when we're doing interviews is, you know, is it door to door? And most of you that have been on the call a long time or know our philosophy know that while I'm not opposed to door to door ethically, if that's something somebody wants to do, I think as long as they represent the company with integrity and honesty and respect, then, you know, it is a way to do it. I always found that there were just a lot more efficient ways of getting into the home, you know, instead of making it just a total cold call, you know, when you're knocking on the door, that completely cold method of getting the customers. One of the ways that I would do it sometimes, and this serves lots of purposes, you know, I think it's really important to have a relationship with everybody on your team. You know, as a sales professional, how well do you know the route driver or the service techs or the people who, you know, who work at the retail store? You know, if you have a retail store, how well do you know the people that are running the cash register? And we, the store that I worked at, the company that I worked at on Saturdays, we were open for half a day. So usually we opened, I think it was 8:30 to 12, you know, it was just half a day on Saturdays. And that was a huge salt day. It was a day that people came in and just bought a ton of salt. And so when I was slow, now Saturdays eventually became one of my busiest days as far as canvassing, especially with new construction. You know, I had spent the week with new construction looking for what I called Saturday houses. I called them Saturday houses because those are the houses that were within a week or two of being moved into. And the reason I called them Saturday houses is a lot of times on a Saturday when I went out to, you know, as the house is getting closer for people to move into, they're going on Saturday when they're not working, they're going out to the house, they're maybe cleaning, they're maybe looking at what light fixtures they're going to put in. And that's just an excellent time to catch the homeowner and introduce yourself to the homeowner even before they close on the house, before they get in there. And a lot of times, especially if you're on well water, that is the time that you've got to set those appointments, that you've got to get in front of them. You know, if you have never met the homeowner at that point, then, you know, it's crunch time. And so Saturdays really became kind of a critical time for me after a while. But when I first started, and I didn't have all of those Saturday houses, you know, that I had discovered where they were or, you know, where I was, I would go spend a couple hours at the office, and I'd be prepared to work, you know. And especially, I mean, loading salt is a pain in the butt. It'll get you in shape, you know, but and I don't know that you necessarily have to be out there picking up bags of salt. Sometimes you're, depending on your insurance and workers' comp and all that, the company may have a policy against it. But they don't want you to necessarily pick up and load the salt, which I've never really run into a company where they do have a problem with that, but it's possible. You'd probably want to check with the policies of your company. But I would go out and get to know the guy that was loading the salt. But more importantly, when people came in and they're buying, you know, 10 bags of iron out salt, that's a good indication that they have something going on that I can fix. If they're buying 10 bags of iron out salt, it probably means that definitely they have a softener. They're buying 10 bags, which means they're going through quite a bit of salt. It also means that they're getting iron staining. I can address and fix all of those things. If they're using a ton of salt, they've got a softener that's 15, 20, you know, 25 years old. The technology, as most of you know, in the last 25 years has improved so dramatically. The efficiency of water conditioners has increased dramatically. And we can, especially, you know, you learn how to calculate what the amount of salt a softener is using, and they calculate based on their water analysis the amount of salt a softener should be using or how much less salt an efficient unit could be using. If you learn how to do all of that, you can, you know, really sit down with somebody and show them. I mean, salt's, you know, in some cases you can buy it, you know, at Costco or whatever for $5-6 a bag, or, you know, if you're buying it from the dealership or, you know, from the water treatment place, it's sometimes even higher than that, you know, $7-9 a bag. And that's significant. If you could cut the amount of salt that a person uses in half, you know, there's a pretty dramatic savings potential there. I mean, in some cases you can cut it down even further than that. If they've got an old timered unit, you know, that is just regenerating every few days and it's been adjusted up, I mean, you can save somebody $40 or $50 a month sometimes in salt. But in particular, what I would do when somebody came in, and they, especially when they were buying the iron out salt, I'd ask them, you know, are you guys getting staining? And of course, you know, they're buying tons of iron out. I mean, every once in a while you'd have somebody that would buy a couple bags of iron out, and they're saying, no, it's just preventative. I, you know, every fourth bag I put a bag of iron out in just to make sure the system's clean. That's smart. It doesn't necessarily mean they have iron. But if somebody's buying 10 bags of iron out, it means that they have an iron problem. Okay, we can fix that. We can fix that. So what I would do sometimes is say, you know, if you're getting staining, could be that your softener is, you know, your water's changed since you put it in. Could be that it could be just a simple adjustment. If you want, I can swing out and just take a look at it and check it and see what it's doing for you, you know, and see if it needs it. That doesn't cost you anything for me to come out there. That does two things. Actually, more than two. It does a couple things. Number one, this person very likely is an orphan, okay? In sales, those of you that have had a lot of sales training, orphans are customers that bought something from somebody a long time ago, but that salesperson's not there anymore, or maybe they bought it from a different company, but there's nobody there that, no sales professional there that's really taking care of that customer, you know, that's really nurturing and developing that relationship. So that gives you an opportunity to adopt a customer, to get out there and adopt that customer. It gives you an opportunity to maybe discuss drinking water. Maybe they don't have a reverse osmosis system. You know, so it gives you an opportunity to discuss drinking water with them. If maybe you get out there and to their home and you see that they've got stacks of bottled water sitting in the garage or whatever. So it's an opportunity to discuss drinking water. It's at the very least a wow service opportunity. You get out there and you know, it really develops that wow service, and you have an opportunity to earn their referrals and to you know, because they're, I mean, think about that. You go out there, you're making it, you know, even if it's a little bit of a, even if you're not, you don't end up selling them anything different, okay, to go out there and educate them a little bit, remind them to cut down on their soap usage, and not be the pushy sales guy, to not make it this, you know, this isn't about a big sales pitch when you're doing something like this. You're genuinely going out there and offering to help. You're looking at an opportunity to be able to serve them and help them. And so you get out there and you know, you have an opportunity to talk to them there. And then there is the possibility, in fact, I think a good possibility, if they're using a ton of salt, that you can take a look at the technology that's been, you know, that's popped up in the last 10, 15 years, or even more recently. There's been some great technologies that just about all the manufacturers that I'm aware of out there have really improved their valve technology in the last definitely decade. And there's some really efficient water conditioners there. So, you know, and this doesn't have to be on a Saturday. If you're in the office, pay, you know, and your company sells salt, pay attention to who's buying the salt, if they're selling salt. Some companies don't sell salt, you know, but if that is something they do, pay attention to that. The other thing you can do, even if you're not going into the office at that time, is if your company has the ability, and I recognize that some of you work at very small companies and maybe don't necessarily keep track of this information, but most companies have software that allows them to assign account numbers to a customer. So you can actually run a report, and if you don't have access to this, then maybe talk to your office about it and see if you can run a report. We had just recently, last week, we had one of our MV pros And we call, for those of you that are not familiar with that, we call the people that we have had the honor of working with or training, we call them MV Pros, Motor Vitality Professionals. But we had one of our MV Pros that had gone to the office and run a report on the amount of salt that a customer had purchased for the entire year. So they went back for the entire, and the amount of salt that had been spent was close to like $1,400 for that year on salt. I mean, that's a lot. They had, you know, a larger family, pretty rough well water, but a lot of salt. And so she took the water analysis from that customer. What she did first is she called the customer up and she said, you know, I was looking at the amount of salt that you've spent with us, and I think I can possibly save you some money, you know, even if it's just adjusting the existing system. But I think I could save you some money. If you want, I can swing out there and just take a look at it and check the system and see if there's anything we can do with it. She went out to the house and she tested the water, and it was true. The system that they had, an old system, like 30 years old, and it was using so much excess salt. So she was able to show how with the new system and the efficiency settings on their water, he was able to cut the amount of salt he was spending annually well over half, which meant that in 3 years' time, the salt savings alone would have paid for this top-of-the-line system. You know, and I mean, just alone, not to mention as people get older, you know, somebody's got a 30-year-old softener, they're probably getting up there in age. I mean, unless it came with the house or something like that. So the idea of not having to carry salt down in the basement is pretty huge. Most of the companies that I'm aware of, there's not a lot of margin in salt. So they're not, you know, sometimes you run into a situation where, you know, you get this with bottled water, right? Those bottled water customers that are buying maybe the 5 gallon jugs of bottled water and they're renting a cooler, and especially for businesses, you know, that a lot of companies for profit's sake, for business sake, they don't necessarily discourage it, but they also don't encourage going to, especially the businesses, the bottled water customers, and saying, you know, hey, stop buying bottled water from us. I'm talking the 5 gallon jugs. I'm not talking the sport bottles, you know, but they say don't, you know, they don't necessarily want to encourage people to go out there and get people to stop buying all these 5 gallon jugs, the refillable, reusable 5 gallon jugs, and, you know, put in a reverse osmosis system. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, business comes into play, but the company's not making any more money on that one, right? They maybe sold an RO, but they lost that monthly residual income. Salt is not really that way. You know, it's increasingly difficult to find good route drivers, people that are out there, you know, that are willing to carry 20 bags, you know, up or down several sets of stairs at a time for, you know, so, and there's just not a lot of margin professionally in salt, you know, so most dealerships would like to see the sales increase. They wouldn't mind losing, I mean, they're not losing the salt business. It's cutting down a little bit, but they're gaining now a new, you know, new equipment sales and stuff like that. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. Is anybody else out there doing something like this or, you know, something similar? Has anybody had an experience like this that they could share, or what do you guys think of the idea? Or do you want to expand on the idea a little? We still there?
Hey, Kelly.
Jim? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Trent.
Hey,
I'm
Trent.
Newer, so I don't really have that database. But one thing I think about is at home shows, a lot of times I talk to people and they're like, oh, I got a softener, and just any ideas of try to capture those orphans. I know one idea I've had that I haven't done yet, but is get stickers to hand out and then have like some sort of contest that they can enter if they send me a picture of my sticker on their old unit.
Oh,
for more like when it fails. But Any ideas on how to grab those orphans at a home show?
Yeah, actually. And that's, you know, so people come through a lot. And, in fact, we have a home show going on this weekend. First off, I have to say I love it when people from California call because, Timmy Pete, what's wrong with you getting up that early to get on this call? Thank you.
You bet.
5:30 in the morning for you. What are you doing? It's 5:30 in the morning.
It's almost 6 o'clock now.
Yeah, I'm in Iowa. I had to get up at 7:30 this morning to start this call. That's just nuts. So yeah, the home show. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, and this is not a line. It's actually a fact. Water can change. Okay, so especially with, you know, as we've had climate adjustments and climate changes in the last couple of years, we've seen some really weird weather. I've seen that all over the country. And people are aware of that. You know, in your neck of the woods, you've had some real changes in the amount of precipitation and the temperature. And,
yeah.
And those things can have a pretty dramatic impact on the water tables, you know, particularly the – I mean, it can some on municipal systems as well because municipalities a lot of times will draw their water from – an underground resource, you know, but definitely when you are talking to people, you ask if you can get them. I mean, the challenge is getting them to stop at the booth, right? Because sometimes when you go, you know, you have to do something that gets in the, that's a whole nother show, a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
I've done lots of webinars and stuff like that, you know, on how you get them to stop at the booth to talk, you know, to talk to you. Because a lot of times when you say, hey, can I test your water? They like run to the other side of the aisle and bypass you, and you know, they're stuck. You can see them make the mad dash between you and the guy that you know, is showing you his pots and pans, you know, or whatever. So, or wants to straighten his back. Once you get them to stop, then the simple, you know, I think giving that explanation is, you know, if the water can change. How long has it been since you have had your water tested? You know, how old is your system? Oh, it's only 6 years old. Well, okay. Are you probably going to sell them a new softener if there's a 6 years old? You're less likely to, but you can adopt that orphan. You can get out there. This is the thing. A lot of times salespeople, they don't want to go out to the house if there's not an immediate opportunity for a sale. I will tell you, if you guys are looking at a career, you're looking at this long term, and that's just a foolish way to look at it. You need to adopt those orphans. You need to nurture them, build them, because they will refer you. They will buy things from you. So every opportunity you have to get in their home and wow them with service is something you should be doing, every opportunity. So in that situation, they stop by and you say, you know, if with the water the last couple of years, it's changed, you know, and we've seen a lot of changes in it. And if you want, I can swing out there and just check it and make sure your system's still adjusted right, still working. You know, it's 6 years old. And I would probably tell them this. You know, 6 years old is probably not necessarily – you probably don't need a new one. But, you know, sometimes a little adjustment here or there could be appropriate. And I'd love to do that for you and swing out there. And then when you go out there, the thing is when you go out there and you don't try and pushy sales them, you know, sell them like that, you go out there because they're kind of expecting it. That's what quote-unquote salespeople do. They expect somebody to come out there. You know, they're right before you arrive at the house, they're half expecting you to go into this big, long sales pitch. Because that's what they've had, you know, they've had that happen before where somebody's come out to their house, they've let them come out under the pretense of helping them or answering their questions or whatever, and then next thing you know, they're doing a, you know, a three-hour sales pitch thing and saying, you know, trying to tell them how stupid they are for keeping a six-year-old softener, right? And then the person, they go, well, we'll think about it, and they close the door behind you as you're leaving, and they're going, kind of got duped by that guy, you know, that on the other hand, if you go out there and you truly, I mean, if you can save them a lot of money, you can help them. There's nothing wrong. You know, if your system is more efficient, there's absolutely nothing wrong with suggesting that, you know, and demonstrating that if your system really will save them money or they have an opportunity to upgrade. And people do that. There are an awful lot of used cars sitting on car lots right now that are still under warranty, you know, because people drove it for a year and a half, 2 years, and then they saw they wanted a new car that was more efficient or that had cooler gadgets and gadgets. There are, every time iPhone introduces a new phone, there are lines around the corner outside the Apple store, because even though people have the iPhone 7, they have to have the iPhone 8, you know, and so of course there are some people that are going to upgrade because it has more efficiency and it does cooler things. So, you know, there are those opportunities, but you cannot turn that into a hard sell opportunity. It has to be presented in a way where you're helping them. But I think that's a great way and a legitimate way to get in the house and adopt those orphans. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, water, everybody knows that. It's all over the news. You know, the rain and the weather and everything else. And you don't have to get into the politics of what causes it. You know, that we're not talking about, we're not going to get into a debate. Do you believe in climate change? Okay, no, then screw you. I'm not coming out to your house. You know, I mean, we're not going to do that. We're going to avoid the politics. But the fact is, regardless of what the, you know, what somebody believes the cause is, you know, everybody is aware that there have been some changes. And so to be able to talk about that. What else? Anybody else have experience or do anything like this? So bottom line is, I guess, I love the ideas, by the way, on the unique ideas on, you know, how to talk to those customers. Remember, when you do all of this, the number one goal is to give more than you take. It's the sales come easy. If, you know, sales should always, in my opinion, be far more about giving than taking, right? It should be, but it's so easy with what we do to take a look at what people are doing and to be able to make a recommendation that will save them energy and effort and money. And I mean, it's just easy to do. But I love the ideas when you guys send those to me or shoot the ideas to me so we can talk about them here. I learned so much from, even after 20 years of doing this, I always learned so much about what other people are doing. And there's a lot of things that I've forgotten, you know, and I kind of stumble across these like this. So the evidence is there. You know, Trent, another thing on the home shows real quick, you know, you talk about, I don't know if you do the bottled water coolers, like if you have one of those sitting at your home show, like the 5 gallon jug. I like looking, there's these, if you have a cooler like that, a lot of people, they're insistent on putting a bottle that has their company logo on there. You know, if that's what they sell is bottled water, right? And they want to make sure that that's showing, despite the fact that they've got that company logo and the banner and everything else and all their equipment in their booth and it's everywhere, they think that having that plastic blue bottle of water with their logo is going to be what makes people buy that brand. I like the idea of putting one of those, they have bottle tees on them. It's like a cotton thing with you know, sometimes they'll have a picture of flowers or they'll, you know, or something, they'll say some sappy thing like a mother's love is forever or, you know, a happy Valentine's Day or something like that. You know, a lot of times they're sports teams, you know, there's different, you can put a local sports team on a couple of them. I love the idea of putting those on because then when people walk by that booth, they'll say things like, oh, we should get one of these. What did they just tell you? They told you they are buying bottled water. So then it's a perfect opportunity to ask the question and say, so you guys are buying bottled water? Is that for your home or your business? Have you ever considered putting in a system that produces an unlimited supply of that right at the kitchen tap? You know, so they have just given you excellent information with which to start a conversation, right? So, I mean, there are lots of ways to do that. Guys, that's our time. I always, like I said, try and keep these close to a half hour. I want to thank everybody for hopping on. We did not send out a Constant Contact to remind everybody of the topic this week, and you guys put it on your calendars and hopped on anyway. I truly am honored to be able to have this forum and to have the conversation, and that you guys took the time and found it valuable enough to hop on. So everybody be safe, stay warm, or if you're in Georgia, Chris, stay cool. Trent, what's the weather out there? Never mind. I don't care. So anyway, you guys take care. Be safe, everybody. We'll talk to you next week, if not before. All right, bye.
Anybody still on?
Corey's on.
They forgot about us.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
How all rude. Of a sudden they come to Iowa and they forget about us still.
I know. I only got to see them for like 15, 20 minutes.
I can't believe they're not on. Well, I guess we're not doing it.
No doubt. How
are things going?
Going pretty good. Going pretty good.
Oh, wait. We got someone.
Or did they hang up?
Someone's on.
Okay. You know what? You guys go ahead and hang up because I accidentally hit hang up and it's still recording. So.
Okay.
Hang up. And call back. Thanks.
Okay.